Today is daf Kuf Samach Dalet. We are on the very bottom of Kuf Samach Gimel of Beis by the words Gufa. So Gufa, Amar Rav, he just stated before, Rav said, Shtar ha'bo hu ve'edav al hamchak kosher. For Shtar comes with the text on a scratched out erased portion, and the Edom are also on a scratched out erased portion, then the Shtar is kosher. We don't have any chash because we assume that they were both written on the erasure. The Im Tomar, but why don't you be concerned that mochek v'chozer v'mochek? Why, if a shtar and an edus on a mochek are good, so let's be concerned that he'll erase it again. He'll erase the top again, right? Rashbam says Im Tomar v'halohu chozer v'halochozer hu umochek v'shtar. He will go ahead and re-erase the shtar v'zayif v'chasimei sahadei. And put the Edom on there. I don't know why he has to be Mizayev to witnesses. He already has the witnesses there. Just erase the shtar on top. So the Gemara says, no, because Eino Dome Nimchach Pam Achas LeNimchach Shtei Pamim. You can tell. If something's erased twice, something's erased once, or peeled off once, or peeled off twice, you can tell the difference. Right? If that's, so therefore you'll have a, I guess, because every time you erase, you're basically peeling off, like we mentioned yesterday, you're peeling off a layer of the cloth, so you'll be able to tell. I guess they had these expert forensic guys who could tell the difference between erased once or erased twice. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the following chash? The lechosh, let's be choshesh, dilmos shadi diyuta amakom edim ikara. So what does he do? He puts diyuta on the place of where the edim would sign, before the edim signed. He puts the ink over there. And then he erases that place of where it is. So now the entire area where the text is going to be is not erased yet, but where the Edom are, it is erased. Then he goes ahead and writes on the shtar and everywhere where the Edom are, and he erases everything. So now the shtar, right, but the chihadr machikle lahai have edim edim nimchak shtei pamim. So he does, right? Let's read Rashbam, does it? He says, "V'nechos dilma shadi balashtar diyuta v'klaf." The balashtars will throw ink on the cloth. B'makom chasim asa edim, the place where the edim would sign. Kodim shechasmu mechko, before they sign. So I guess in the lower portion of the cloth, he throws ink and then he erases it. B'chozer v'kasev al kol haklaf u'machakakulo. Then he goes ahead and writes on the cloth and erases the whole thing. Now the Edom have signed on some place, their place was erased twice. And the shtar is now written on an area that was only erased once. So then he goes ahead and erases the top again. So then he rewrites whatever he wants on the top. And now the top was erased twice. The bottom is erased twice and has Edom on it already. And he's good to go. So Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye, because Savarav, Eina Edim Chosim Alamchak, Elin Kein Ninchak Bifneyam. So the Edim may not be so expert in determining, you would say, oh, well, if it's already erased once, if their place is not erased, and our place is erased, why would we sign? Maybe they can't tell, but Abaye says, Edim do not sign on an erased portion, Elin Kein Ninchak Bifneyam. The only way that the Edim are going to sign is if they saw the eraser happening between them, right? Rashbam says, they will to see. If they see that the top portion is different than the place where they're being asked to sign, they won't sign.
Well, why don't we give the same answers before? Because it's erased twice, you can tell.
No, because the first time, I think what happened... Right, so it is similar answer, but here it's the Edom who are telling, or who are going to be able to tell. There, the Edom, remember, there the case was where the Edom both signed, the Edom signed on a shtar that was erased. So they were able, it was consistency between the top and the bottom. Here, there is no consistency.
Even though it's erased twice.
But both are erased twice in our case. Remember, when he does, right, both are erased. Fine. So Meisvei, so now we're going to ask a question on Rav. Rav said that a shtar that was entirely written on an erase is kosher. So Meisvei, hu ala niyar. If the shtar itself is on niyar, which I think means it's not erased, only because edov alamechak, they're comparing it, right? Edov alamechak, and the edim are signed on an erase portion. That's kosher. That becomes kosher. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Nikosh dilma machik lei v'kasiv madabai. Rav, you say that it's if they're both on an erase, that's good. But what about the following case? The Braisa says if the shtar itself is unclean and Edom all on an erase, it's kosher. But why? Why would the Braisa say that's okay? They should be choshesh. They may be, in this case, he'll erase the top, rewrite the top, have the top on an erase portion and the bottom on an erase portion, and it will say that's kosher. And he just forged the shtar on top. Because if he erases, he'll rewrite whatever he wants. So the Gemara says, no, the kasvi hachi, because the Gemara here, the Braisa says that the Edom are permitted, or they will sign on the shtar where the top is clean and the bottom is erased. There they know, so the kasvi hachi, then they will write, the Edom will write, and chana sahadi chasmina amachaka. We the witnesses signed on an erased, ushtara kasav al niyara, but the shtar was clean. So when it comes to that, so that's why it's kosher. It's not kosher stam. It's kosher if the agent write this little caveat on the paper. So the Rosh says, wait a second. So where did they write this? Where are they writing this? The kasivi hecha im latachas. If they're writing it beneath their signatures, goyisle. So the guy would just cut it off. And it's gone. Ila. And if he writes it above their signatures, machikle. He'll just erase it along with the rest of the star. So where is he writing? Where are the agent writing this? The Gemara says, the chasve ben sahada lasata. They write it in between the two signatures. So the signatures in this instance are not right on top of each other. You have one signature, then you say, ancho sahadi chasina mechakol shtar kosev on the yara, and then you have the next signature, so you can't cut it out.
Right, basically, it's shipping it in inside there.
It's shipping it in between the two signatures.
We
haven't been focusing on them, but there have been these long talks with him throughout the parak so far that are constantly asking all these other, well, why should we choshes for this? Why should we choshes for that? Why should we choshes for this? Okay. He says, the kasve ben sahada le sahada. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, if we now have this ability to prevent the ziyuf by putting this language between the witnesses, so ema seifa, let's look at the seifa that Braisa. Who ala mechak? If the shtar itself is on that's something that's erased, the aid of Alaniyar, but the Edom are signing on clean paper, that's puzzle. That becomes puzzle. But why? Am I puzzle? Hachanabi. So to here we have the same takana. Nichtivuhachi, let the Edom sign between and write between their signatures, and Chasahadi Chasan Alaniyara, we the witnesses signed on clean paper, Ukhtar al Mechaka. And the shtar is on an erased portion. If you have that, why would there be a difference between the erased and the seifa of that Braisa? So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, I don't know, is that Hashtanami, is that included?
It's in brackets here.
Yeah, but so I think. So the Maharshal adds it, but the Rashbam doesn't have it. Okay, whatever. Hashtanami ma'amart. What are you going to say? Mochik chozer mochik ha'amart eino dome nimchak pam achash. So what are you being concerned about now? What would you be concerned in this case? That he's going to go ahead and erase, right? And erase the entire star, I guess? Like, what are you going to supposed to be kosher? Right? I mean, in other words, what would you be kosher if you put this in? You'd be kosher now that he goes ahead and erases the top and he has the witnesses on the bottom, and then therefore what? Then you would have, the witnesses would be on, what are you going to be concerned about? He'll write the star and write whatever he wants. And then he'll say, what he'll do is he already has the bottom with the Edom who say that the top is erased. So what does he do? Let him go ahead and re-erase the top. He'll be erased a second time. And then write whenever he wants. And then he has witnesses saying that we signed unclean and the star was unerased. The star is unerased. So he says, no, that's not a problem. They can't do that. We're not concerned about that. He says, ha'amart ein adome nimchak pam achas l'nimchak shnei pamim. If it's they only signed that it was they, when they signed, they signed that this paper was erased once, and now if you go ahead and re-erase it, it's going to be erased twice, and that looks different. You'll be able to tell. So what's your concern? Why would you say in the sefer that it is possible? So the Gemara says, "Hani mili," right? That we said that there's a difference between, in other words, we are going to have this concern of the extra erasing. Because Hani Mili, where we say that it's not Dome one time to a second time, that's Hecha de Chasimi Sahada Amemcha. But Hecha de Lo Chasimi Sahada Amemcha, Elan Aniyara Lo Yediyah. So no, the only time you can determine whether you can make a distinction or you can figure out that one erased is not the same as two erased is when you're comparing erasures to each other. But if you're comparing the Niyar, the clean portion below to the erased portion on top, you won't be able to tell whether it was erased once or twice. So you'll have the concern that if the Edom saw it on the clean, and they write that we saw it on the clean, but the star was on an erased, you're concerned the guy's going to go ahead and re-erase the top and then write his own thing. Ah, you're going to say, but it's a second time. But you won't be able to tell it's a second time because you're comparing it against clean paper. The only time you can see whether it's erased a second time is when you're comparing it against another part time that was erased.
I thought the second time to make deeper cuts in the parchment.
Right, but you cannot. The Gemara is saying that the only way that these forensic experts can determine as to whether or not it was erased a second time is whether it's compared against the portion of the star that was erased once. Then you can see. But if it's only erased once, you can say, wait, if it's being compared against clean paper, so you can say the first erasure was that deep. You don't have, it's apples and it's you have to compare apples to apples. You can't compare apples to oranges, you're saying. So the Gemara says, okay, but wait a second. What's the big deal? V'lesi migilsa achrisei v'limchok v'lidami. So just take a comparison. The same way we do with Edom, we compare their signatures, take another star and erase it as well, and erase it a second time, and compare an erased star to another erased star. This way you can determine, this way you're comparing erased to erased as opposed to clean to erased. So Gemara says, no, basically each cloth is different. I would also say each person who erases is different, you have different strength. He says, lo dami mechaka da hamigilsa, the mechaka da hamigilsa. These things weren't printed. It's not like paper that we had that just comes off the stream, and it's the same exact thing. Each one is individually prepared, so each one on its own could be different. The only way you can determine and compare an erased to an erased is on the same star. You can't compare an erased to an erased a different staros because I guess they have different qualities. The Gemara says, wait a second, I still can figure this out. Ulekabla lachatimos yada de sahad bedina. What you should do is. Okay, so basically what we have here now is we're still talking about the case where we have a star where the top is erased. We're unsure whether or not it was erased once or twice. The bottom is clean and has Adam who signed that we signed on clean and the top was erased. So if the top was erased once, fine. If the top was erased a second time, we have a problem. We're trying to figure out whether the top was erased a second time. Gemara has another way to figure it out. What you do is you come to Beis Din with the star. Bring the star, be mekayim the star with the Edom, so now I know the Edom are good, v'limchok, and then erase the Edom. And now compare the place below to the place above. If it looks the same, the star was kosher, it was all fun and dandy, because it was only erased once. If it does look the same, that means the top was re-erased a second time, then I know we have a star mezuyav. So the Gemara says that, so the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Oshia, eina dome nimchok ben yomo le'nimchok ben shnei yomim. Now there's a difference as to if the star was erased on Monday, the star was erased on Tuesday. It makes a difference. I guess you can tell there's some sort of relative difference between an erasure depending on the time. If it's erased on one day, it looks differently than if it's erased. I guess you have an extra day that makes it look different. So let it wait. So wait a little bit. Machlokes in the gears over here. Lishoi, Amar Rabbi Ayirmiya, Chashinon. So he says, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Enidom, Nechlek Yomo. So two things. Either let's say Lishoi, our Gersa has Lishoi, wait another day. And Gemara says, then over there, maybe we can, Beis Din don't make, but they deem don't make a mistake to come to Allah. We're not choshes Beis Din Toin. But here, it's a possibility on the forensic evidence they're going to make a mistake. So we don't want to deal with this. We don't want to start erasing and then putting in Beis Din and Beis Din has to determine. We don't want them to do that. We're not going to, I think you say, we don't want to erase Edom. And you don't want to start playing around with it. What?
You couldn't afford that. But the guy came with the racist thing.
Yeah, it's deal. Right, but here to actually go ahead and start erasing it, they can't afford. Yeah, it's hard to deal with. So that's why. So he says, I'm Chashil Beis Din Tomei. We're cautious that maybe the Beis Din are going to make a mistake, and they're not going to be able to compare the mechikos so well, or they don't know. They didn't wait the right requisite amount of time for the second erasure to now look like the first erasure. Tosos has the gear, so he says Mandalo Goris Lishoi. He says it doesn't make sense to say Lishoi because I know what you said, just wait. But if you wait, so then it's 2 days compared against 3 days, or 3 days compared against 4 days. So maybe there's going to be the relative difference will always remain between it. So they don't have that gear. So then what happens is Rav Yirmiyah is coming to give another answer. Either one answer is going to be that Nimchok ben Yomo is different than Nimchok ben Shnei Yomim, or Nimchok 2 days is different than Nimchok 3 days. Comes Rav Yirmiyah and gives another answer. Besides that, we're also choshek Rav Beis Din Toin. The question is whether Lishoi is another possibility, and therefore Rav Yirmiyah is answering that, or Rav Yirmiyah is giving another answer as to why we don't want to wait. So bottom line is, from this Brisa, we say, if you have the Eidos on erased, and the shtar unclean, we're good to go if between the two Eidim they signed that we signed on a race, the shtar was clean. That's fine. Because we're not going to be concerned. He's going to re-erase the top. Because if he re-erases the top, then it goes against what the Eidim said. They testified that it was signed on top. But if it's the other way around, the top is clean. If it's the other way around, where the top is erased and the Eidim are unclean, then we're concerned. Right, that's if the top is erased and the Eidim are kapusel, or the Eidim are unclean, then we're concerned because we are concerned, and even they write the thing in between, because then we are concerned that he is going to, what are we concerned about? He's going to, why should we be concerned? But that's possible. Why should we be concerned? Let them write the thing in the middle. So we're concerned that he's going to re-erase the top, and then we won't be able to compare the top erased to the bottom clean, because it doesn't look. You can't compare clean to erased. You only can compare erased to erased on the same document on the same day.
Basically. Do the agent have to date it when they sign it? Or
the shtar is always dated.
No, but the agent when they sign it.
I don't know what you mean. They put the date on the bottom. I don't know. Why would that make a difference?
Because then you see a date on top, a date on the bottom. You see it's a date difference.
So maybe they don't. They just signed on the shtar. I think they just signed it.
They don't have to date it.
Right. The shtar is dated. I don't think the Eidim are dated.
Bottom line, if the text is erased and the signature is clean,
right,
it's possible.
If the text is erased and the signature is clean, it's possible. Yeah, that's what the Bryce has said.
That's
right. Now we were trying to figure out why that was different than if the text was erased for these stars, I don't know how it applies to Bisman Hazek, because we don't use these. I don't know. Yeah, but Maskana is because that's what the Brisa said. That's what the Sefer the Brisa was. Ema Sefer, who al mechak, the star is on an erase, and the Edom on a Niyar is clean and it's puzzle. And then we had to figure out why. Okay.
So we can't rely on Bezdin. What does that mean?
We can't rely on Bezdin when it comes to this. When it comes to this type of thing. That's where we can't rely on Bezdin. Well, we don't want to rely on Bezdin. We're concerned that it's going to be that they may not be perfect when it comes to this. When it comes to Paskening, we're okay. Yeah. This isn't a matter of law. This is a matter of fact,
yeah,
right? Matter of facts are never determined by the court, right? Determined by the jury.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. That's what it's judges there. Okay. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer. Right. So then we back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said we had said that if you had a get pashut that the Eidim are in the back, or get Makusha where the Eidim are inside, they're both possible. Right, it has to be done the right way. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Makusha, if you get Makusha that has the Eidim inside, it's kosher. V'pnei yochel las also pasher. You can open it up and make it into a star pasher. So, okay, apparently you can, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So heishiv Rebbe the divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So Rebbe doesn't like what Chanina ben Gamliel said. Again, Rabbi Gamliel says you can turn a kosher into a pasher. So he says, how can you do that? Vaha, I mean, you can figure it out. You can fill in the lines. You can rewrite something inside. I guess you can figure it out. I think the problem is what you're saying is that when you open it up and you have these folds, then it doesn't seem to work. You have these extra spaces.
You can see something's wrong with the stitching.
You have extra spaces. So, all right, that's why the other Rishonim have different ways of explaining what a get makusher is. But according to what we're saying, first of all, I don't think they were stitched. They were just folded. Rashbam said they were sewed?
Yeah.
When did Rashbam say they were sewed? Right, so then there's no, then I don't understand what the issue is, and you know it's a get makusha.
Yeah. No, here you unsew it, and then you open it up.
It looks like it's unsewed.
Somebody
did something. It looks like it's unsewed, and then you resew it.
You're right. He says ain't no tougher. Makusha, come on. V'tofer. Yeah, he says v'tofer. Yeah. So then what's that? What? So you've if you reopen it, so I guess he says maybe you can use it as such. But what would be the problem? You can then use it. It's a difference. So you wrote him a kosher, and then you open it up, and it's and the Eidim are inside. So it's a regular star that just has
lots of gaps.
Yeah.
So what are the gaps? What's the issue with the gaps then? They're empty.
Now we have to deal with him being forging stuff in between them.
But it's nothing. It comes with a get makusher, and every line there is empty. According to Rosh Bam, he didn't forge anything.
So what's the problem?
So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says okay, but Rabbi says no, it's not okay.
For what reason?
So let's see. So he says it can't be good because there are other things. There are other issues that you have. He says, "V'halo enu dome." Here you go. Zmano shel zeh lizmano shel zeh. The zman, the time that's written into one is different than the other. Why? Because pashut malach shana monim lo shana. Right. Pashut malach shana monim lo shana. Shtayim monim lo shtayim. You use the regular dates when it comes to a get pashut. If the king, writing it based on the years of the king, Shabazz, whatever his name is, so year 12 of his reign, and that means year 12. But when it comes to the get mekusher, melach shana monim lo shtayim, shtayim monim lo shalos. Basically, we make another different distinction between the mekusher and the pashut is the dating. The pashut one has the actual year. The mekusher one, we sort of say, if this is year 2, we write year 3. Again, we're trying to make a lot of differences between the get pashut and the get mekusher. Right, Rashbam says, it changed the date. He says, "V'halo ein zman shel pashut k'zman shel mekusher." The top Rashbam, the ilo zman shel pashut, the zman in the pashut, im nichtav shana rishona she'amar hamelach ein monim lo ela shana. We go according to the right year. Shtayim oni shtayim. Avam mekusher im malach shana kosin b'shtar shtayim. Shtayim im monim lo shalosh. Klomer makdimim lo shana. We advance it. Sharei minaga umat hilkaman lakdim lo melach shana. Because there's an idea of the nations over there to advance the king. V'shem lechavod melech hayosin klomer kfar hichzik malchusos steishanim v'chachamim tiknu lechov mekusher kimeinu kauma. The chachamim said to make the kana that the mekusher is written like the locals right there star. K'dei laseis chilukim harbe to put make a lot of differences. V'chamuros b'mekusher b'shut akonas hakohanim hakapod hakapdanim. We want to make all these chumros and all these differences so the Kohanim will calm down before they divorce their wives. There's another difference that they put in is to have them focus and figure, oh, it's year 2, it's year 3, year 4, to make a whole thing. Basically. So therefore you would be clear that therefore you can't use a Makusher, because you say, well, what would be the problem? The problem is now, let's see what would happen. Because Zimdin, what would happen? The Yazif Mine Zuze. Okay, so you borrow from me $100. Bin Makusher, usually a get Makusher, which, okay. Umisrami le zuzi bini binini. And then you have the money, and you pay me back. Uparale, and you pay me back. Va'amrale, and you say to me, Havli shtarai, give me the star. And I say, Va'amrale, irkusli, I lost the star. So you say, Kasuli katavra. So write me a receipt that I paid you back. Okay, so I paid you back. And the chimati zimne, and then when it comes time, that time is written in the star, which is a year later, Mashri le pashut. I'll turn this into a get parshut. I'll open it up. I'll turn it into a parshut and say, "Here, you owe me the money." And you're going to say, "Oh, you pay me back?" Oh, no. This is a new one because it's dated a year. It's dated a year later. Marshalay parshut v'amrulay hashta who did he me? Now is when you borrowed from me. That was a previous loan. You paid that loan in November. Now it's February, and now it's this year. You owe me the money, right? So he says. So that's a great answer. So why would then Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel say that you can turn a mekusher into a pashut? You have this problem. The Tosos points out that we're not so concerned with the lova. He says perush umafside halukuchos. What happens with the extra years? You're worried about the purchasers that you can be able to tolerate people get the land back that they bought. But Shaloka did. Aval pseida lova loach patlam. We don't care about the lova losing money. The iyu who the afsina nafshe kishalov b'hashdara. He's the one who lost on himself when he used this type of star. He has to take precautions. Then the second answer talks says maybe we are concerned about the hefsed of the lukukos because this is something so bizarre and so strange that he would never would have thought of it. Okay, so but that back to the Chanina ben Gamliel. Well then, why would he say it's kosher? So he says, "Kasavar ain't kosher shover." There's a machlokas as to whether or not, if the Baal HaShtar loses the star, do we allow the repayment with the receipt? So one guy says yes. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says we don't allow the payment receipt. Either you give me the star, or I'm not paying you back. So if he's not going to ever give him a receipt, he can never play these shenanigans because he's not going to have he won't pay him back until he produces the star. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Umi baki Rebbe Makusher." Was Rebbe such a baki Makusher? Remember, we had before Rebbe didn't know an answer about Makusher, and now all of a sudden he's a baki Makusher to know. Oh, they're different because this has this one, this doesn't have this one. Basically, we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, Rebbe didn't know anything about the get Makusher, even though he wrote it in the Mishnah. So, Here we're going to answer the question. Rebaki Rebbe Makusher, Vaha Hahu Makusher, the Asla Kamei de Rebbe. We have a story of a Makusher that came before Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe, Shtar Me'ucherzer. Rebbe said, wait a second, this is a post dated star. I'm looking at the date. The date says 2018, and we're sitting here in 2017. What's going on here? So he says, no, the Amra Le Zonin Le Rebbe. And Zonin, whose name of a Chacham, says to Rebbe, Kachman Hagashal Umazo. That's our minog. Why Makusher? Molach Shana Monu Shtayim Shtayim Monu Shalos. We predate, we postdate the star. So Rebbe didn't know anything about Makusher. Now he's hockey with Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel. More so simple. Basu the Shami Mizunin Samara. So after he heard from Zunin, so then he figured out, wait a second, if that's the case, then I have a problem with the turning a Makusher into a Pashut because of the different. We have the distinction regarding the dates.
He didn't know the local custom.
Originally, he didn't know.
He's on the job training.
Originally, he didn't know. That's what it seems to be.
He learned. I don't think so.
And that's what happened. Then he learned. Okay. He didn't know about to get Makusher. It may be because remember they said that it said by Asra so and so the Kohanim were Kodim. Tosos there said maybe they get the so Tosos asked, do we use to get Makusher as Manazeh? Because we don't. Why don't we use Makusher as Manazeh? What?
We know this though. We
didn't
have the
story. Tosos says maybe it was only in that city. Right. I don't know.
But now
we're
using it for
a rare. Well, we had the Gemara about we use it for other stars also, because then if they said it's no good for other stars, they would make it no good for Gittin and they wouldn't use it. Okay.
No one uses it
at all today. Hahu Shtara Tabakasabe Bishnas Ploni Arkon. So we have a star that was written year so and so Arkon. Now, what's Arkon? We'll go with Rashbam. Rashbam is sort of in the middle of the short lines. I was reading Kasav Bei Bishnas Ploni Arkon. It says in such a year of Arkon, Lava Ploni Mi Ploni, so and so bar for Ploni. The Lo Habe Kasav Bei Kama Shana No Malchuso Shall Oso Melech O Rishona O Shni O Shlisha. Doesn't say what year. He says Arkon's a Melech. Rashbam says Arkon is the name of the king. Others argue that Arkon is more of like the king. Other argues that Arkon is like Pharaoh or Caesar or maybe
no president.
Right, but or may just be a governor, may not be actual king. Whatever, go with Rashbam for now. So we don't know. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Yibadek Emasai Amar Arkan Ba Arkan Usay. In other words, Rabbi Chanina says if you say Vishnas Ploni Arkan would mean Arkan now means when did he start to over here? If it's blank, we're going to go by the year one. So the Gemara says, wait, V'Dilma the Arich Malchusay. Maybe his kingdom lasted a long time, and this is year 27 of his kingshan. So he says, no, Amar Rav Oshia, Kach Minhag Kashal Umazo. This is the minhag. He had different titles given to the king as he progressed. Shana Rishona Karim Lo Arkon. The first year, they called him the Arkon. Shana Shni of the second year, Karim Lo Digun. They call him the Digun, Dayan, too. They call him Digun. So that's, so that you know, Arkon means the year one. He says, wait a second, but Dilma Abure Abruhu, Vahadar Akumuhu. Maybe after he was a king for one many, many years, he was deposed, and then they reappointed him. Right? Maybe they reappointed him. What was it? Grover Cleveland. Maybe they reappointed him, 22nd and 24th president. So he was up, deposed, and went back up.
We had two times in school
Arkon. Right. So Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, so the second time, Rav Yirmiyahu, Hahu Arkon Digan Korale. Then they would call him Arkon Digun, Arkon number two. They would call him the second. They would indicate in the Shtaros that it was his second term, his second non-consecutive
Digun
term.
Digun means two?
Yeah, Digun means two. So now we're going to get a little bit of a linguistic lesson. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Tosefta. Guy says, Harini Nazir. Right, he says, Harini Nazir, and he's going to follow it with a number that's not Hebrew. So Simchas is going to explain to us what those numbers mean. So Simchas Amar Hena. If he says Harini Nazir Hena, that's Achas. Hena in the Lashon means what? So that's 30 days. If he says Digun, if he says Harini Nazir Digun is die, that means two, so that's Shtayim. If he says Harini Nazir Trigun, try, that's three. That's Shalosh. Tatrigon, the Tatrigon is Arba, that's four. And Pentagon, if he says Pentagon, that's five. And Rashbam points out that that's the Lashonos, and that's language. Basically, we have a lot of those prefixes all the time. We actually have the word Pentagon completely in our language. Okay.
So that is acceptable to you so much.
Technically, use any language.
Any language is okay.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't learn that in the Dharam. Any language is fine. You can laugh it in any language. Why can't you say it in the Amanazar in any language?
Yeah, dealing with still in Greek.
What? Yeah, Greek throughout. Greek, Latin, whatever, you know, it all continues. Okay. It's not the same with our Pentagon, but still a Pentagon. It's five-sided.
That is true.
It's, okay.
The Egyptian board would accept that, right?
They would have to. It's a Pentagon. It's a five-sided figure. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So they learned in the Bryce, I'm going to continue with this thing. So Bayis Ugl, a circular house, or Digun, a house that only has two corners. I don't know. So I guess it's two corners and circle the rest. Trigon only has three corners. Or Pentagon, a house that has five corners. Einu Matam Minagoyim, does not contract Tumas Nagoyim. Tetrigon only if it has four corners. If it's Meruba, then Matam Minagoyim. Then it can be susceptible to Nagoyim. What?
The four corner one is called a house.
So, I don't know. I'm sure you've built certain things that don't have exactly four corners in some of these places. Okay. So we know Hani Mili. So how do we know? How does this have to know that only a four-cornered house can contract Tumas Nagayim? The Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, because it says by Nagayim, Lamala Omekir, Kiros, Shtayim, Ulamata Omekir, Kiros, Shtayim, Harikan Arba. So basically, if you have to look at the Psukim, right, the Psukim in Vayikra Perik Yudalid, they're separated by it's Lamed Zayin, Yudali, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Tes. Lamed Zayin says, Marosa Negov, Ineha Negov, Bekiros Abayis, not Bekir, Bekiros. So that's plural, that's two. And then in Pasuk Lamed Tes, it says, Roshova Koim, Bayom Asri, Roy Vine, Pasha Negov, Bekiros Abayis, which is two. So they're learning that from there, four. You have to have four walls, which means you have four corners, I guess.
There would be two. You could do three.
What do you mean? You could do two.
Yeah.
Two corners, and the other is circular. It's curved.
Or around.
Yeah. Okay. Next, Hahu Makusher. Now this is the original case where Rebbe didn't know about this man about to get Makusher. So Hahu Makusher, the Asa Likamei de Rebbe. So he had this get Makusher that came before Rebbe. Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, wait a second, Ein Zman Bezeh. Where's the time? Ein Zman. La Amarli Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe. So Shimon Rebbe, his son, says Le Rebbe, Shema Bank Sharov Muvlo. Maybe it's hidden in the folds somewhere. Maybe it's hidden. It's hidden in the folds. So palyeh. So they either unfolded it or untied it. V'chazi, and they see the zman in there. So hadar chazar be Rebbe bebishus. So then Rebbe looked at him, looked at Rav Shimon angrily. It seems Rashbam says right. Rashbam says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. Chazar be bishus kasavor shehu kasvo. He thought that his son wrote it. That's why he knew where the zman was. Ubiritsono and Rebbe's Ratso, Lo Haya Osin Makusher El Apasha, Lefisha Toibo. And Rebbe didn't like doing get Makushers because people would make mistakes with it. He only wanted to use a get Pashut. Right? Inami or Lefisha Muvla Pikshar of Yosem Midai. Or he, Shimon messed up, then he made it too hidden. She Rebbe Atzmo Toibo. It was hidden enough that Rebbe himself would make the mistake. So either he was upset that he made the get Makusher, or he was upset that he made the Makusher poorly. Right, so he says, "Hadar Chazav Mevishus." So Rav Shimon says to him, "Amarle Lav Ana Kasavte." I didn't write this. Rav Yehuda Chayota Kasve. Rav Yehuda Chayota. He's the one. He's the one who wrote it.
They threw him under the bus.
So Amarle. So Rebbe says to him, "Klachim Lashon Hara Zeh." Bad enough. Don't send me the Lashon Hara telling what it's supposed to. So Rashbam says, "Right, Klomer Lo Hayelachol Lahatil Hashem Alav." You shouldn't have thrown him under the bus. Just say, I didn't write it. That's enough. Don't throw somebody else. No, the son thought that the father suspected him. The father didn't suspect him. The son thought. So he said, so Zimnin, so now we'll talk a little bit of Lashon Hara. Zimnin have a Yosef Kamei. So Rav Shimon here is sitting before Rebbe. Vikaposak Sidra, and I think Rebbe is learning from a Sefer. Right? So he's, it says Sidra Sefer Tehillim. So Kaposik Sidra Sefer Tehillim. Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Kam Musik Ksav Zeh. This is a beautiful Ksav. This is a beautiful, Sophie did a beautiful job here. So Amar Leh, so Rav Shimon says to Rebbe, listen, he got me before. It wasn't me. Don't compliment me. Lava Na Ksavti. Yehuda Chatoi Kasve. It was given to you by Yehuda Chatoi. So Amrale, Klachim Lashon Hara Zeh. Stay away from this Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, wait a second, Lashon Hara over here. He gave him praise. So Bishma, Hasamika Lashon Hara. There, we're speaking poorly about the guy, this Lashon Hara. What Lashon Hara do we have here? Rashbam points out, he was praising him. So Gemara says, what? So Gemara says, well, honesty is not an excuse for Lashon Hara. It's true. It's true. Lashon Hara is true. Rechilus is not true. Lashon Hara is true. Right? No one's lying. We've said Lashon Hara, you're not lying. You're still doing the bad thing. So he says, what's the what Lashon Hara do you have here? Because of Mishum the Rav Dimi. Because of the dinner of Rav Dimi, the Tani Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi said, I guess a couple generations later, Achua the Rav Safra, Lo Olam Al Yisapir Adam Betovos L'Shochavero, you shouldn't praise your friend in public too much, seems to be what the Rishonim say. Shemi Tov Tovaso, because out of all the praise, Bali De Raso. Oh, you think he's so great? Yeah, he's so great about that. But you should know that 3 years ago, you know, then it always pulls out, right? Rashbam says, Bali De Raso, Lide Gnuso. Rashbam says, Mitoch Shemarbin Meshivcho, if you give too much praise, Maskirin Sham Gnushabo. You also started pulling, it's totally natural. That's what always happens. Okay. So the other Rishonim are trying to figure out, they say, well, maybe what you should do is like, either don't overly praise like the Rashbam said. Others say that I shouldn't praise Ruvain to Shimon if I know that Shimon has an issue with Ruvain. Because then what's going to happen is Shimon's going to say, yeah, but.
Can you get angry?
He's going to arouse something. So just don't. I don't know. The other he's trying to make peacemaker or something. He's trying to say, hey, don't be so upset with him. Show what a good guy he is. He's a really nice guy. But don't mean not to do that, because if Shimon was still so angry with Reuven, he'll say, you think he's such a good guy? You're saying, hey, let me tell you what Reuven's really like. Okay, I don't know. Of course. So Amar of Amram. Rav Amram says, Shalosh Averos Ein Adam Nitzo Mehen B'chol Yom. There are three Averos that people just have a very difficult time not violating during the day. Number one is Hira Avera, which is Machshavos Arayos, right? That's what thinking of Arayos. Today's day and age is much, very prevalent. The Iyun Tfila, Machlokos, that is, and Lashon Hara. So what's Iyun Tfila? So Rashbam says, Iyun Tfila, Yesh Mefarshim Shila Achar Shehis Palel, that after you daven, Dan Belibo Sheyesh Ishalin Lokarz Bar Schoro. I daven well. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay me back. I know he's going to give me back. The Yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzarcha V'Yishma Tefilah Sos Lufishis Bal BeKavana. I force Hashem's hand. I'm daven Kavana whenever Hashem, whenever I want. It has to be Mekuyim.
So what's the problem with this thing?
Here? Too much confidence. It's too much. Right. It's overconfident. Right. He's definitely going to listen to me. Why? Who says he will listen to you? Maybe he has his own way. You know, that's the.
So there's certain newspapers that guarantee right. Yud Tfilas will be answered.
They violate Yud Tfilas.
Right.
According to Rashbam. Violate Yud Tfilas. Rachel Frankel, when her son was taken and killed, so she said, like, she said, it's no guarantee. You do what you're supposed to do, but she's got up and she said, it's no guarantee. Right. They asked her, why was she so complacent about what happened? Didn't you daven? Weren't you upset about? Who says that daven is a guarantee that that's going to be the way turn out the way I want?
Grouping it with the other two, lashon hara, and confidence and
tefillah. Because these are three averos. The group is these are three things that people constantly violate. They constantly. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosos says he brings down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 8, 9 lines in the bottom of the last Tosos near the Rebbe, which is usually Rabbeinu Tam. The iyun tefillah is what I would thought it was. Who rasha ina mechavim tefillasa. He doesn't have proper kavana, right? She ain't shum adam yochol lekavim tefillaso hetev. People don't have kavanah. We're checking our phones. We're looking around. We're learning. We're practicing something else. That's Ian Tefillah. So Gemara says, Lashon Hara Sekel Naita. You really think that every person violates Lashon Hara every day? I guess in those days people were better. I think every person does violate Lashon Hara. Right. No, the other two.
It's a given.
But Lashon Hara, people violate Lashon Hara every day. Gemara says, yeah. Ella Avak Lashon Hara. It's Avak Lashon Hara. Like we just had before. Sorry. Praising these things that will lead to Lashon Hara. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rov Begezel. Most people in the world have a violation of Gezel. Rashbam points out that they're small Gezel. Maybe they're more heter in business to try to prevent something. They take some things from the office. They do something. That Begezel, Rov Begezel, Umir Barayas. Few people are Nixon Arias. Maybe today's day and age it might flip the other way, or Darius. Vakol b'lashon hara, but everyone violates lashon hara. B'lashon hara sakalaitach, everyone violates lashon hara. Ela avak lashon hara. It's rather they're nixal in avak lashon hara, that they say something that can be reinterpreted or can lead to lashon hara. All right, let's go a little further. No, we'll stop here. Okay.
On that note,
we'll stop here. Have a good day.